This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. The Cherry Creek Board of Education unanimously accepted Bates's resignation Friday, April 24, after a closed-door meeting, saying it had credible information he had made racialized remarks that were unacceptable and inconsistent with district values. Aurora, Colorado. Cherry Creek School District Board of Education Director Terry Bates resigned at a special meeting, Friday, April 24, after the board said it had received credible information that he made racialized remarks toward staff and others affiliated with the district. The board accepted the resignation unanimously following a closed-door executive session, Denver 7 reported. Bates represented District D and had been in office 4 months. He defeated Amanda Thayer in the November 4, 2025 general election with 54.7% of the vote and was sworn in December 3, 2025, the Denver Gazette reported. His 4-year term was set to run through 2029. Bates was serving as the board's treasurer. Member Mike Hamrick has assumed that role, according to Denver 7. The 5-member board met at 4 p.m. Friday and immediately went into executive session to discuss legal matters related to board policy, then reconvened roughly an hour later when Bates announced his resignation and the board accepted it. In a statement read aloud after the resignation, Board President Ann Egan said the board had credible information that Board Director Terry Bates made racialized remarks that were unacceptable and inconsistent with our values, and that others reported concerning interactions. The statement said the district would not release further details to protect the privacy of individuals involved. Egan added that the board had been recently made aware of inappropriate remarks made by Mr. Bates before his election to the board. She concluded by saying, "We cannot overlook these actions, and for that reason, we joined together in accepting his resignation from the board." Bates publicly addressed his resignation in a Facebook statement on Sunday, April 26, Sentinel, Colorado reported. He wrote that he accepted full responsibility for offending others by his comments and regretted that his apology was not acknowledged in the board's press release. He said he had called Egan the previous Wednesday to discuss the matter and did not get a return call, and that he distributed a written apology to each board member during Friday's meeting. He wrote that he asked whether his apology would be considered and was told it was too late, adding that no one asked him a single question about what occurred. He said he believes in accountability and took that step, and that he also believes in fairness and due process, but does not believe those principles were extended to him in this situation. Bates did not return a call from the Denver Gazette seeking comment. Cherry Creek parent advocate Molly Lamar told the Kim Monson Show on Friday that the resignation followed complaints by district administrators and that the board initially sought to handle the matter privately. Lamar said administrators had felt unsafe enough to file complaints and that the board's first instinct was to handle it behind closed doors. Lamar described the comments as racist and sexist and said some occurred at the district's Golden Heart Awards, which she described as a ceremony honoring those who serve students with special needs. The board's published statement does not characterize the comments as sexist and does not name a venue, and the district has not corroborated either claim. District spokesperson Abby Smith told the Denver Gazette that the process for filling the seat had not yet been finalized, and that the district was working on a process and would share information as soon as it was available. Under Colorado Revised Statutes Section 22-31-29, a school board must appoint a replacement within 60 days of a vacancy. If the board fails to act, the board president appoints. Because the vacancy occurs more than 90 days before the next regular biennial school election and more than 2 years remain in Bates's term, an appointee will serve until the November 2027 election, when voters will elect a successor for the remainder of the unexpired term. The Colorado Association of School Boards describes the same procedure in its 2025 vacancy memo. Bates won the District D seat previously held by his wife Kelly Bates, who served on the board from December 2017 through December 2025 and was board president from 2021 to 2023. She was term limited and did not seek re-election, a Chalkbeat, Colorado and Aurora Sentinel voter guide noted before the November race. No public reporting tied to Friday's resignation alleges any role by Kelly Bates, who is not a party to the matter. Cherry Creek is the 4th largest school district in Colorado, with nearly 52,000 students. The resignation comes during a turbulent stretch for district leadership. Former Superintendent Chris Smith resigned in January amid public allegations that he and his wife, Brenda Smith, the district's chief human resource officer, had created a toxic work environment, the Denver Gazette reported. Brenda Smith was placed on paid administrative leave less than a week later, and Assistant Superintendent Tony Poole was placed on leave in mid-February and has since separated from the district. Jennifer Perry is serving as interim superintendent, and the board has launched an independent audit of internal controls and tightened contract approval rules. The district has not said when it will open the application window for Bates' seat. And now, Kim's perspective. Local school boards make decisions about curriculum, budgets, and the daily lives of children, and parents deserve full visibility into how those boards conduct their business. The Cherry Creek Board moved this matter into closed session before disclosing it publicly the same evening, and that procedural choice is worth noting even when the underlying allegations are sensitive. A district this size, the fourth largest in Colorado, has lost a superintendent, a chief human resource officer, an assistant superintendent, and now an elected board member in roughly 4 months. Cherry Creek parents like Molly Lamar are doing the work of reading agendas, filing open records requests, and asking pointed questions in public. And that engagement is exactly what keeps a 52,000-student district answerable to the families it serves. The pattern in Cherry Creek is a reminder that elected representatives at every level operate with consent of the governed, and the people granting that consent have every right to see how decisions are made. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.